Right. Thank you very much, Dear Britain, for all your emails and texts in response to today's Grill. Our first letter was from Mary. Her house smells. Okay. Her house smells of smoke from the neighbours. She likes the neighbours. Doesn't have a problem with them. They're not best buds or anything. But, you know, they say hi outside on the stoop. And they like them. But they smoke. Both smoke. And the smoke is seeping into Mary's house. What can she do, essentially? Maria and I struggled to care. But you, listeners, have been much more forthcoming. Ian James Hilton. Seeps through the walls. What's the house made of? Cardboard, tissue, papier-mâché. Get your walls sorted and redecorate. I must say, it must have been quite an inexpensive house, I think, if smoke is just drifting through the walls. I mean, that's, yes. Sean Lewis. How about seeking advice from the local council or a builder as to how you can put a stop to smoke seeping into your property? You can't stop them doing what they want in their own home, but you can protect yours. Dave Dunbar. Do you like candles? Scented candles may help, and perhaps you could also start buying them for your neighbours. Lots and lots and lots of them. Laura in East Sussex. Mary doesn't need to talk to her neighbours. She needs to talk to a structural surveyor. The problem is her dodgy house. And quite frankly, that will scupper her chances of ever selling rather than the smell of smoke. Good point, Laura. You know, the resale value for a cardboard house, it's not great. Murray Dixon. Do you have teenage kids, by any chance? Smell their clothes. Yeah, I said that. I said the husband is probably doing the smoking, because it seems so unlikely that the smoke is seeping through. Sue Green, are you sure it's really them? Maybe your partner. There you go. Yeah. Peter Stead, tell them. What's the worst that can happen? Well, they know they smoke. And they don't care. Neil Adcock. It's most likely coming through open windows, theirs and yours. Try varying how you ventilate your house. Use different windows, doors, and indeed, e.g., when they are not in. Okay. Hazel David, if they smoke so much that it seeps through your walls, there's a good chance they'll meet their maker soon. Well, that's one way of looking at it. Yes. Yes. It's a waiting game, ladies and gentlemen. It's a waiting game. But as we were saying, you know, someone else is going to move in, and they could be worse. They could be noisy. At least the smoke is silent. That's all I would say. You can sleep. Matthew Barton. What a drama queen you are. My partner smokes by the back door in our house, but the smell of smoke doesn't linger through our house. No, because it goes into the neighbours. Do they think Matthew lives next door to Mary? Tina Maybe. When my daughter was 6 months and in a cot, her room smell of, well, noxious fumes, let's say, coming through the walls, you know, illegal fumes coming through the walls, I was lucky they were busted. Is that because you call the police, Tina? What a weird coincidence. I started smelling it in my daughter's room, and then they were arrested. I don't know how that happened. Wendy Rafferty Clark. Buy Febreze, roast coffee beans, and grow up. Okay. Short and to the point. By the way, Febreze roast coffee beans are... I'm not keen. No, they're two things. They're two separate things. And Davies. I had this exact problem in my old house. Ladies, Mary's not making it up. It's a thing. It's an actual thing. The smell would get in through the floorboards. It was so bad, I was embarrassed when people came round. I ended up selling and moving, although not solely because of that. Well, what an interesting story, Anna, told so well. You really painted a picture there. That's great. I may option that story and make a film of it. That was exceptional. Susan Smith, I used to have that problem. I used to have that problem when I lived in a flat, and a cupboard with pipes in it smelled of smoke from downstairs. They are entitled to smoke in their own house if they want to. Just get some nice scented candles. And the final word to Rachel, who says, my advice is to speak to a DIY shop for solutions, as you can't ask your neighbours to stop smoking. They may have some odour-blocking sealants, paints for your walls. Practical advice from Rachel. That's what we were looking for. More of your thoughts on our second programme dilemma after a 70s classic. I love this woman. Carly Simon, haven't got time for the pain.